Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, I'm Joe Cristiano and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, your radio of reason and independent streaming internet radio station and libertarian voice, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, about 6:31 a.m. Central Time in the good old USA. It's August 30th, 2007. Liberty Talk Radio is your antidote to popular talk radio. Here you are expected to do more than just listen. You are expected to think. Although we broadcast from the United States, libertarian principles of individual freedom and responsibility are universal and apply to your area of residence, be it New York, Bangkok, Berlin, or Stalingrad. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620, and we'll take your comments while on the air. At other times, you may call 903-551-2186 to leave a voice message. Of course, you may send us email at any time to comments@libertytalkradio.com. We will try to respond to your questions during our next broadcast. In addition to accessing Liberty Talk Radio from our website, you may now access our broadcast from blogtalkradio.com/Liberty Talk Radio. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues, especially during this tumultuous times with the liquidity crisis going on. And by the way, there's a lot more than that that meets the eye in that regard. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. That's mytwocentsonline.com. That two is a numerical two. And he discusses economic issues, will keep you up to date, and will help you protect whatever you have, your wealth and your income. His commentary can also be heard on blocktalkradio.com/my2cents. Well, good morning, everyone. Today we don't have a specific rant to go on. Last Sunday I was sort of chastised by one listener at least, for focusing too much on the restrictions that religion has on our thinking, how it prevents us from being liberated, and he asked me to cease and desist. He couldn't take it anymore. Well, I'm not angry. I appreciate the person calling in, and I appreciate the listenership, and I really don't criticize anyone for that, for any position that they take. So I accept the criticism, and it's probably right. You know, I do. And I do because I see today that religion is taking a bigger and bigger part in our political structure, in our government structure. That's what bothers me, not religion in and of itself. I don't care what religion anyone is. I've never met anyone who I thought was a heck of a nice person, wanted to see the person, do things with that person, and the person says, well, oh, by the way, did I tell you I go to this particular church, mosque, or synagogue, and thought to myself, oh, boy, I'm sorry about that. I thought we were going to be friends, and pfft, you know, that's the end of that. No, that's never happened. I never feel that way, so I don't want to give that impression. Unfortunately, folks, the reverse has happened to me very often. When people ask me what church I go to, or what mosque I go to, or what synagogue I go to, if they don't know, because I look Lebanese, and many people take me to be, possibly of the Islamic faith, I tell them, though, I said, I'm just a humanist. I don't believe and no matter how well we get along, I'll never see that person again. And that really bothers me. As I said in my last broadcast, religion does one thing very effectively. It separates people, just like it separated some of my viewers from because of my comments. I hate to see that happen. I think it's wrong. And especially the Christians, for the Christian religion, where in the Christian religions, Jesus is the foundation, is based on love and understanding and forgiveness. And yet it seems that we don't practice that very well. Not in the Christian religion, we don't. That's been my experience. Enough said. Subject closed. Okay, by the way, I did receive more email on that subject. I will not read them today because I'll be rehashing what I did before. I'd like to thank everyone for sending me their email regarding the subject. In fact, it was very supportive, and that I appreciate very much. Okay, sometimes it gets kind of lonely out here in radio land. You're speaking to yourself into a microphone in a studio, and you just sort of feel as if, you know, you're speaking to the wind sometimes. Of course, you get no feedback, and when you get some negative feedback, it's tough, but you have to take it. But it's really nice to get some positive feedback. I do encourage everyone to send me your comments. I really, it can be anything. I won't be too rough on you. comments@libertytalkradio.com. that's comments@libertytalkradio.com. Please, anything at all. If you're listening, send me anything. Tell me what you bought at the store the other day. It'd be fine. I don't care what you say. All right. And also, please don't forget to call 646-652-4620 during our live broadcast. Today, I want to talk a little bit about libertarianism 101. There continues to be a misconception of libertarianism. There is no such thing as the school of libertarianism, or there's a school of economics, of Austrian economics, which libertarianism embraces very, very much. The Van Mises school, for example, of Austrian economics, which we as libertarians subscribe to 110%. But we keep on, people, when they ask me, I'm a libertarian, they think like I'm a vegetarian, like I'm a different, I'm strange, I'm not normal because I'm not a Republican or not a Democrat. You cannot compare in any way, shape, or form the definition of a Democrat or Republican and a libertarian, because a libertarian is a principle. And that is what is lacking entirely with the political parties, is there is no principle. Now, let me give you just a real quick example, something every one of my listeners has probably heard a dozen times this week. If you follow, believe it or not, I have stopped following the candidates running for president because it's just seems to be a worthless exercise. I just get more angry as I listen to these characters. But you hear so often they're trying to position themselves. You know, they're trying to better position. And you've heard the term also, probably not this year because it's overdone. People are reinventing themselves, you know. Hillary Clinton has reinvented herself, as they say. Remember, Al Gore reinvented himself three times during the campaign, his campaign. So people are looking for what turns the voters on, what would attract the voters, and that's what they'll do or say, and probably not do, by the way. So libertarianism is not that way. It's a principle. If it's a principle, it's a way. You don't change it. You don't change the wording of the principle simply because your audience may be a neocon audience. And by the way, when we say neocon, one thing we leave out of the political discussion altogether, all the political rhetoric as well, is we talk about neocons who are the most dangerous people in the United States. They are so incredibly dangerous. I'd rather have wild-ass communists running around, because neocons would kill everybody for their belief in a person, or not even an ideal, but in a goal that is incredibly destructive. You know, I think they're the most destructive people in the world. And yes, I'm going to bring this back, and that includes the religious right. The most destructive people we have in the United States is the religious right. But one thing we don't, out of the political discussion, is that we do not include the neoliberals. We say neocons. How about neolibs? There are neolibs also. Now, neolibs are basically people who think that they're progressive and they want to community effort on everything, you know, which is socialism, right? Headed by a strong centralized government, you know, that spearheads everything. Now, that is about the definition, the best definition of lunacy that you can find. Now, for some reason, these people actually believe that crap. And they actually believe that you can violate the laws of nature, the law of economics, you know, basic common sense, you know, and critical thinking, and somehow come out with a positive income outcome that benefits everyone. I mean, absolutely everyone. That is impossible. And not only is it impossible, it's the exact reverse. Right? Now, I want to talk about libertarianism for a second and what it truly means. Right? Now, libertarianism is a principle. Now, I want to read the statement of principle of the Libertarian Party. Now, this is not libertarianism, but this is just a party. It gives you a flavor. And that says, we hold that all individuals have the right to exercise sole dominion over their own lives. Just think about that for a second. We hold that all individuals have the right to exercise sole dominion over their own lives and have the right to live in whatever manner they choose, so long as they do not forcibly interfere with the equal rights of others to live in whatever manner they choose. Right? Now, how is that defined in the Republican or the Democrat Party? You can't find it. It's not possible because everyone is categorized in those parties, right? If you're making so much money and you fall in that income bracket where they consider you be, you know, sort of the upper income bracket, well, now you're the bad guy and we got to take from you and we got to give it and we have to distribute to somebody else. And whether it be Republican or Democrat makes no difference. They both think the same way because the voters think that way. They want the voters to think that way. Right? And that's where they get their money to get back into office, right? So, obviously, large corporations get presidents over small corporations because they're the ones giving the contributions to people who stay in office. My corporation that I own, I don't give squat to anybody. You know, they wouldn't give me – they wouldn't answer the phone, you know, if I was dying. Now, let's be honest. I mean, they would – I would get a form list. It's, sorry you died. Goodbye. Yeah. Now, so – remember, the principle here is individual rights, equality. When I say equality, that doesn't mean that someone makes us equal. That means if you have a Cadillac, I have to have a Cadillac. Or if you drive a 54 Oldsmobile, I have to drive a 54 Oldsmobile. Or if you have a house, I have to have a – that has nothing to do with that. And once we start thinking that way, which is the way we think today, then we go from the principle of libertarianism and then we follow the issues of the Republican or Democratic Party. And that's the dangerous part. So we're saying in libertarianism, everyone has an equal opportunity to do what they want and they should do what they want. If you want to live one way, you can live one way provided it doesn't interfere with the equal rights of others. Right? Now, with that comes a tremendous amount of personal responsibility. And what we have today is lack of personal responsibility. Look at Katrina. This is such a classical situation that we should look upon that and use that as a cornerstone for changing the entire political and social economic structure of the United States. Here people sat around waiting for a Category 5 hurricane to wipe them off the map, sitting around waiting for someone to do something. They did practically nothing. And here it is, over 2 years later, they're basically in the same boat, waiting for something to happen, waiting for someone to do something. Now, had I been in office at the time and Katrina was coming, I would have called the mayor and everything. And if he called me, I'd say, I suggest you get everyone the hell out of that soup bowl that you call a city. Get everyone out immediately. No, I'm not sending you buses. Get them the hell out. You're the mayor. You figure it out. And goodbye. I want to finish my donut and coffee. You're interrupting me. And that's what I would have said, cold and cruel. And probably thousands of people, hundreds of people would have saved their lives. And not only that, but New Orleans right now would be reconstructed. One way, shape, or form, it would have been reconstructed. People would have moved back and they would have taken charge of their own lives. It's personal responsibility. You know, Adam Smith says in Common Sense he has the invisible hand, you know, of free enterprise, of laissez-faire, the invisible hand of individual initiative that makes things happen for a positive, with a positive outcome. We chop off that hand here in America, and we say, don't worry about it. We don't need it. We're going to force feed something, and the way we're going to do it is we're going to have government regulation. And we sit there and we say, oh, thank heaven somebody's finally doing something. And we say, finally, government is finally doing something. What we're saying is we're abdicating our responsibility. We're the ones allowing the government to do something while we strive to do absolutely nothing. We have a problem, folks, is that we lack the principle of libertarianism. Now, with that principle, if you embrace that principle of freedom together with individual responsibility, that means you are responsible. It's not individual responsibility waiting for the government to do something. And with that becomes a very selfish motive. I heard on a science fiction movie one time, this must have been about 40 years ago, someone looked down at Earth and they saw, you know, cars on highways. And they noticed how disciplined everyone, all the, I guess they called them transports in this movie, they didn't call them cars. They said everyone had these personal transports and everyone was so disciplined. And they marveled, the space people marveled at how regimented we were. And how, you know, these individual transports, and there were, you know, thousands and thousands of them as they looked down at the highways, you know, from outer space, and they saw all these cars going, and they weren't hitting each other. And I always, it stayed with me, that comment stayed with me. Look how disciplined we are. How come all these cars aren't just banging into each other, you know? And see, the answer to that is that everyone is very selfish. No one wants to die in an auto accident. No one wants to have their car scratched. No one wants to go to the hospital. No one wants to lose a limb. No one wants to break bones, you know? It's a very selfish motive. We have this selfish motive built into us. Now, once we abdicate that selfish motive and we say, I don't want to be selfish anymore. I'm going to sit here, do nothing, and make the government do it for everybody. Thus, I'm not selfish. Then we're okay. You've abdicated the principle altogether of libertarianism. Now, does that mean that we would not help anyone out? No. God forbid something should happen. Oh, there was an accident, and there was no police around, and you saw someone lying on the side of the road. You would get out. Maybe not everyone. Some people would be afraid to get out, be afraid to get involved, but most of 99% of the people would get out and help that person. They may be late for their appointment. They may even place themselves in jeopardy by parking their car on the side of the road, but they would get out to help that person. So I don't want to confuse libertarianism with being mean, cool, cold-hearted, and whatever. But I am something, there's a touch of selfishness in there, which is good. Because that's what makes us do the best we can do. I tell my employees, I want to be the best that you should be the best that you can be, because when you're the best that you can be, you have something to contribute. Let me give you an example of that. Let's say a person comes into this world, right, and does nothing. Sits in a closet and does nothing. Sees nothing, does absolutely nothing for themselves. I know it's a horrible thought, but I mean, some people are like that. And all they do is fed food, not given anything to read, and then they come out of the closet at 18. Of what value is that person to anyone? Think about that. That person's a drag on society. Person is a host, just sitting there waiting to be fed. So we as individuals have to study and have to read and have to improve ourselves and have to embrace ourselves and have to love ourselves enough that we will do a lot for ourselves so we can in turn be of value to society. And when I say society, I mean society is us. Society is not an entity out there that we can walk in and out of. We are society. If I do something constructive, if I learn something, if I get better at something every day, if I attain some autonomy, if I attain some competence in what I'm doing, I have then ratcheted up society one notch. Now, that's the principle of libertarianism. It's absolutely freedom of thought, freedom of action to pursue my perception of happiness. Now, you notice in all of this discussion, one thing that is totally absent is the word government. I'm not relying on anyone. In fact, I've often said this, we would be better if we had absolutely no government. Uh-oh, anarchy, beep, 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 beep. You know what I mean. It would make no difference. It would make no difference to me. Maybe some friends and people that I know wouldn't have been dead in Iraq. No, terrorists wouldn't be over here because there'd be no reason for them to come over here. They would come over here to live and work. They wouldn't come here to bomb. So the principle libertarian is principle. It's the way you live. It's the way you think. And I know I got chastised for this before. I'm going to get chastised for it again. Even if you belong to a religion where you embrace every absolute dogmatic absolute of that religion, you are in fact abdicating some of your liberty because you are surrendering yourself to something that somebody said that may not be true. That was my point last week where everyone got upset. Now, I'm not denying your religion. I'm saying think about it. Libertarians, for the most part, have studied politics. Very few libertarians that I know are totally ignorant of economics, of politics, and usually are well-read. Now, who do you have following large organizations, whether they be any large organization, blindly? Those people who refuse to look at that organization or what that organization does from a critical point of view. For example, if I'm a Republican, a diehard Republican, and I want to study the Republican Party, you know what I study? I study about all the good things the Republican Party espouses, all the terrible things that the Democratic Party does, you know, and I go on my merry way. But if I studied politics, truly studied politics, I would study from an outside point of view, looking at the damage that both parties have done to this nation. And then it would be very difficult for me to become a Republican or a Democrat. Then I'd have to study economics to understand this. And once you study economics, you realize that what we're doing is wrong. It's not going to work. This liquidity crisis is absolutely no surprise to me. I didn't know it was going to happen. I didn't know we were going to have a crisis called a liquidity crisis. But I knew something was going to happen because what we were doing was wrong. I'm just not smart enough or perceptive enough to know what that wrong was. I did know that we were printing too much money. And of course, our government came through and said, the way we're going to solve the problem of printing too much money is we're going to print more. We're going to give the patient more morphine, although he's overdosed on morphine in the first place, but it'll make him feel good. And American media touts that. They're proud. Oh, good, the Fed came through. We are not critical thinkers. To be libertarian, you must be a critical thinker. It doesn't make you very happy most of the time. But it's a very liberating experience because when you learn something and understand it, understand what is going on, you may not be happy. It may upset you. You may feel that you are better off not knowing. But it's liberating because you've individualized yourself. And now you can make a bigger contribution to society because you as an individual have ratcheted yourself one notch. Libertarianism is confused with liberals. Libertarians are classical liberals, not the neo-libs. I just coined that neo-libs. Rush Limbaugh, eat your heart out. Neo-libs. And the neo-libs are the ones that believe that, the common man, all this crap terms that they use, I'm not a common man, what am I, uncommon, you know, because I don't work for someone, I have my own business, that makes me different than anyone else. Yeah, it makes me different, that I sleep less, In many cases, I make less money. I lose money. Where people who work for don't lose money. They get their paycheck anyway. They don't worry about their employees. I worry about my employees. I literally lose sleep every night because I'm always worrying about something. Yeah, that makes me different. But a neolib believes in someone else taking responsibility for actions that they should be taking upon themselves. I would love to go to any meeting, whether it be Republican or Democrat, who believe in all this government crap, and raise a hand and say, how many people here voluntarily go to the ghettos and give people money to help them live? And you wouldn't have one person raise their hand. They wouldn't do that. Why wouldn't you do that? Why don't you do that? If you believe that, why don't you do that? But it's okay for the government bureaucracy to take the money, waste 80% of it, and trickle down a few bucks to the ghettos, you know, for the poor people, right? And then everyone feels good. They feel like they're doing something. And the people who refuse to do that, they're mean and cruel. I say poor, I mean, whatever. You pick the subject where the government is taking money out of your pocket. You know, it makes no difference. But a classical liberal is one who believes that we can exist by living totally independent in and of ourselves, but being human at the same time, knowing that we are members of society. And as individuals, we have that responsibility. And the more valuable we become, if everyone in society becomes valuable, every individual becomes valuable, then society is uplifted. No one is taken down. The principles of libertarianism embraces freedom, true freedom, freedom of action, freedom of thought. But also attached to that is a tremendous amount of individual responsibility, and this is where we go astray. Well, that's my thought on libertarianism. In an article in the Libertarian Reader, which is a book I highly recommend, it's by Russell Roberts. The title of it says this: if you're paying, I'll have top sirloin. Point well taken. And to the neocons out there, with the civilian death in Iraq approaching over a million innocent victims, where is the outrage from the pro-life movement in America? And I got that from, that was an excellent article, from the Information Clearinghouse of August 27th, online. Go to the Information Clearinghouse. Excellent website. Okay, with that, I'm going to close out. Sunday, I'm going to see if we can get someone to call in on Sunday. Maybe we'll have a little bit of exchange. I'll give that some thought. If not, please reference my blog and you'll know what the subject is. I'll have that posted hopefully within 24 hours. I want to thank everyone for listening in. Please send your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. And give me your opinion. I'll read it on the air. Next time we'll do some emails, okay? All right, let me turn this on. There we go. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support. We'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends. And please do so, folks. And let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com, or phone in your questions to 903-551-2186. That's off-Broadway broadcast time. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you are striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. And please, folks, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until next time, stay well. Stay tuned.